I am excited about what God is doing. And I want to share a passage of Scripture with you today. Many of you I know have read, at least you've read part of this or heard part of this. But we're just going to look at this passage of Scripture. We're in Isaiah chapter 40. And this Scripture helps us in several ways. Because it helps us to see who God is, and it helps us to see His power. So, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Isaiah chapter 40. If you're watching at home, we do want to welcome you, and I believe the Lord has something for you today. So we're going to start in verse 25, and the Word of God starts out with this question in this passage. God speaking through the prophet Isaiah, and he says, God asked the question, to whom will you compare me? Wow. It kind of sounds like God may be a little frustrated, upset that they're trying to think that he doesn't have what it takes. He says, listen, I'm way bigger. I'm way more powerful than anyone else than anyone else or anything else, right? He goes on to ask this next question, who is my equal? Ask the Holy One. To whom will you or can you compare me, and who is my equal? There's a song that we have sung, and it says that word, you have no equal, and I like the next part that song includes, and you have no rivals. It helps me to complete the thought a little bit better, because it doesn't matter who you're talking about. It doesn't matter if you take everybody that has ever lived on the planet and unite all of us together, there's nothing we can do against God. Matter of fact, in the end of times, this battle of Armageddon, it's those who are against God, they come together to try to defeat God. It doesn't work. It's not going to happen. But they're still going to try. But who can you compare that's like our God? He has no equal. He has no rival. Listen, Satan is not God's equal. He's not even a rival. Because Satan is a created being where God is eternal. God has always been and He will always be. There is no chance, listen to this, there's absolutely no chance God gets knocked off His throne. Not happening, ever. You can't, because He has no equal. He has no one that's big enough, strong enough, tough enough, smart enough to knock Him off His throne. Look how many times they tried to trap Jesus. With words, and they never could. Oh, but didn't they kill him, Pastor? Yes, because that was the plan. That was his way to save mankind. To whom will you compare me? Hey, who is my equal? Maybe God was a little upset that they were looking at other things and looking to other things for their source and for their strength to rescue them or save them. Are you looking for outside things to deliver you, to give you strength, to give you power? It's just Him. It's just Him, ladies and gentlemen. We'll look at the next verse, verse 26. It says, look up into the heavens. Who created all the stars? We know the answer to that, don't we? He brings them out like an army. One after another. Look at this. Calling each by its name. Raise your hand if you've counted all the stars. How many are there? Because I haven't done it. So not only can we not count all the stars, but check this out. In contrast, God knows every one of them by name. And He's able to speak their name out. Pretty intense, don't you think? He brings them out like an army, one after another, calling each by its name. because, look at this, because of his great power. Not just power, but great power, and because of his incomparable strength. Okay, there it is again. You can't compare God to anyone else. There is no other power. There is no other strength. There is no other individual or group of individuals or group of gods. It doesn't matter. Zeus, Hercules, all those. That was my phone talking to me. That's just the devil. But that's okay. We're not afraid of him because Jesus is greater, right? Can you say that with me? Jesus is greater? Hallelujah. But look at this. Because of his great power and his incomparable strength, not a single, talking about stars, not a single one is missing. The only time that the stars are missing is because they're covered by clouds. We can't see them every single night because the clouds in the sky, right? Other than that, they're there. You just may not be able to see through the clouds. I've always loved looking at the moon. Every time I look at the moon, and last week, did you see some of those really cool, the moon was like orangey red a couple of nights, and I'm like, that is too cool. And it always reminds me of God's power, that my God placed that big old rock there, and as well as everything else, didn't he? Didn't he put everything else in place? Every one of those stars goes right to their place, and they stay there where God put them. But not a single star is missing. And that, I think, speaks to us that God doesn't forget about us. He does not forget about you. He's not too busy. He knows you. Matter of fact, we know the scripture says he knows the number of hairs on our heads. He knows about you. To verse 27. Oh, Jacob, how can you say the Lord does not see your troubles? Oh, Israel, how can you say God ignores your rights? Now, this one is, I think, kind of interesting because we sometimes will think that God doesn't, he's not aware of what's going on in our life. Oh, but he is. And he questions them here in this verse. He says, how can you say that I don't see your troubles? How can you say that? How can you say that I have ignored your rights or the calamities or the circumstances going on? I have not forgotten you. He knows exactly what you're going through. Do you realize, I want to remind you this morning of three things real quick here. God is omniscient. That means that he knows all things. There's not anything he doesn't know. Matter of fact, if you skip back up in this particular book, in this particular chapter, you'll see one of the verses talks about God. He says, who else has ever held the oceans in his hand? Who has weighed the mountains and the hills on scales? So evidently God knows how much all the mountains and hills weigh. Who do you know that can try that? There's some really big equipment in this world, but not that big. And I have never seen scales like that. But that's what the point is this morning, is that our ways are down here and God's ways are way up here. He is higher than we are. We know that, don't we? But sometimes we forget. God knows all things. He's omniscient. He is also omnipresent. He is everywhere all the time. How? You have to ask him. Because I don't get it. We're limited. We can only be where we are at that moment. God can be everywhere at the same time. And he's also omnipotent. He is all-powerful. Back to, he has no equal nor anyone else to compare him to. You see, God knows how weak you feel. He sees the hurt. He sees the frustration. He sees any pain. He knows your commitment to him or lack thereof. He sees how you've been holding tightly to your faith. Remember Jesus' words when he got ready to ascend back to heaven, leaving his disciples. He said, I will never leave you or forsake you. And I can say that's the truth over my walk with him. He's never left me. He's never forsaken me. Sometimes it doesn't feel like he's very close. But we can't always blame that on him. Sometimes we've veered off a little bit. But he's always right there. But he asked the question, how can you say that I don't see your troubles? How can you say that I don't know, that I'm not aware of what's going on? Oh, but God, you don't know what's going on in our country as far as politics and this and that. And listen, some of the things that are going on in our country are concerning. They concern me. And some of them I cannot agree with because they go against what the Bible says. And many of those things I've mentioned before. I'm talking about topics. I'm talking about different things that are going on, not really individuals. And so we have to remember that God is aware, that he knows everything. If he keeps those stars in place and he knows each one of them by name and not one of them goes missing, then he knows what's going on in your life as well. And let's look at the next verse, because he continues with this and he asks a couple more questions here through the prophet. He says, have you never heard? Have you never understood that the Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth? Have you never heard of this? Have you never understood it? Did you hear it and it not soak in deep enough? That God is almighty, that he is all powerful, there is absolutely nothing he cannot do? Church, it doesn't matter what's going on around us. Don't doubt for one second that God's not in it. That God is, he's still in control. He is still in control, even when the Antichrist is doing what he's going to do. Even when they're killing Christians, even when this stuff is going on, God is in control. He spoke about it long ago. Don't get unsettled. Just stand in there and trust. Stand in and know that God is for you, he's with you, and not only is he with you and for you, he is able to deal with things that are going on. He's able. I find comfort in that this morning. And so God is asking, guys, did you just not ever hear that? Did nobody ever tell you that? Or did you just didn't understand it completely? God's power. Let's just take a little journey. I was thinking as we were worshiping about this part of the message this morning, and my mind went to several accounts in Scripture. Some of the things that God did. He took down a wall around Jericho. Like that. I don't know how he did it, but he did it. And the people were able to go in and conquer the city. God protected three Hebrew young men when they were thrown into a fire. They were not burned. They did not even smell like smoke. Daniel, when he was thrown into a lion's den, God shut the mouths of the lions. Paul and Silas, we talked about this last Sunday or Sunday before, were in prison, in this dungeon, locked up with shackles. They begin to praise God about midnight. I'm usually asleep at that time. God says, bam, and blows the shackles off their hands or feet, or both, open, and the doors to the prison cells swing open. That's powerful. And we think, but our natural mind, our mind without faith says, oh no, I'm in this predicament. I'm never going to be able to get out. If that was Paul's attitude, he probably wouldn't have praised God. which might be some of our problems some of the time. We forget to praise God. Oh, me. Have you never heard how mighty God is? Have you never understood? Was it that you heard and you just didn't completely understand or believe it? I'm just trying to drive the point home this morning, okay? Because each one of us, listen, our Bible says that we're ambassadors for His kingdom. Aren't we not? We're agents for His kingdom. No matter what we do for a living, if we're following Him, we're His ambassadors, we're His agents. I got to believe that His power and authority is behind His agents, don't you think? And He hasn't forgotten about us. We're out on assignment. It's exciting. Oh, but God, I don't feel you today. And you guys know where I'm going, where I'm coming from. God, help. God says, don't worry, I'm in it. I'm in it. Just wait and see. I'm in it. But God, how come people keep getting sick? Don't worry, I'm in it. I'm in it. I'm with you. Just keep trusting me. Keep running after me. Keep serving me. Oh, but God, I'm tired. Anybody tired today? I'm glad you're not tired. Have you never heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God. I love thinking about this. God never, He doesn't have a beginning and He doesn't have an end. Blows my mind. It really does. It blows my mind. He's the everlasting God. And the really cool thing is He gives everlasting life to others, you and I. He's the creator of all the earth. Look at this. He never grows weak or weary. Aren't you glad? He never grows weak or weary. You're not gonna wake up one morning and go to Him in prayer or any time of the day, and you're not gonna find Him, and He's not gonna be groggy. He's not gonna be in a bad mood. He's not gonna say, "Hey, I don't have any time for you. Shut up. You're bothering me." No. He's like, yeah. Come on. I want to see how real you are. I want to see if you're for real about this. How much do you want me? How much do you love me? How much you want to serve me? Because I got all kinds of things for you you don't even know about yet. Have you never heard? Have you never understood? God never grows weak. Well, how could He? He's the almighty, powerful God who sits enthroned in the heavens. That's exciting. That's pretty cool stuff. I really kind of like to see what this throne looks like. One of these days we'll get to see. I don't care about the streets of gold. I just want to see Him. I really don't care about the streets of gold at all. The glass sea might be kind of cool. Maybe we get to see down this way. But eventually this is all going to be gone anyway. Burned up. Set it on fire. He's going to burn it up one day. Not remodel, He's going to rebuild. Amen? New heaven and a new earth. See, God never grows weak or weary. Aren't you glad? He's not like, okay, you know what? I'm kind of tired. Come back tomorrow. No. You need Him. He's there. And not only is He there, He's ready, willing, and able. Don't you think? Praise God. Look at this. No one can measure the depths of His understanding. I keep a tape measure in my truck. Maybe two. I like to know. I don't like to guess. Or sometimes I like to guess and then check and see if I was accurate. Usually I'm off. Still a fun little game. But we can't measure the depths of God's understanding. He knows everything. There's not anything that He doesn't know. As I mentioned before, it says it earlier on in this chapter, maybe around 21 or something like that, maybe 23, I don't remember. who else has weighed the mountains and the hills on scales? He knows those things. He knows how large the earth is and how much it weighs. He knows, don't they say there's like 7 billion people on the planet right now? Probably over that. That's a lot of people to know. I don't know all of them. Not even close. I don't know everybody in Warsaw. But God knows all things. Nobody can measure the depths of His understanding. So we find comfort in that in this way, that whenever we, whatever we're facing, we can go to God and He can give us wisdom. He can give us understanding. He can help us to walk through it because of His understanding and the depths of His understanding. Once again, encouraging stuff that that God is there. Not only is He there, but He is able. He understands what we're dealing with. He understands what's going on. He sees the big picture. So we've got to recognize and comprehend God's power. Verse 29. He gives power. Are you ready for this? He gives power to the weak. Hallelujah. You're sitting at home. You're at your wit's end. You don't know what else to do. You're weak. You can't do anything about it. But let's read the rest of it. He gives power to the weak, and He gives strength to the powerless. You may feel like you're powerless in your situation. But God, He is there. He knows what's going on. And sometimes He's just simply waiting for you and I to say, "Hey, I need You. Lord, show up in this situation. Show up in my life." That's exciting. He gives power to the weak. Some of you are weak today. God wants to give you power. He wants to give you strength. And in comparison to God, certainly each one of us is weak. And one of the really cool things is He can give us supernatural power. Power that we can't get from anywhere else. Power that you can't get from an energy drink. I don't recommend those, by the way. Those cannot be good for your heart. Nurse said they're not. They got a witness, so don't drink them. Put it down. Water, tea, or soda, if that doesn't do it, or coffee, you're out of luck, Chuck. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Some of you feel like you can't go on. Or maybe you're at home and you're struggling with an addiction that you are powerless to overcome. I want to say that Jesus is not powerless to overcome your addiction in your life. He wants to help you. He wants to break you free of that. He wants to give you the power to overcome that weakness, that struggle, that sin, that addiction. Hallelujah. That's the stuff that Jesus does. Because He's all powerful. Think about this when it comes to God's power. Jesus, we know that He died on the cross, right? Of course. But He defeated death. He defeated death. Like, it seems like there would be nothing else bigger than that He could defeat. He just had to walk the path that He had to walk to do it. I think it was easy for Him. It's another walk in the park. Because he was motivated by love. He wanted a relationship with each one of us. That is exciting stuff right there. So He is all powerful, and He can give strength to those of us who are powerless. He can give us power even when we feel weak. Praise God. And I'm going to give you an opportunity this morning in just a moment to come to the altars. If you're at home, I would encourage you to make an altar where you are, and we're going to pursue the Lord and ask Him for whatever it is that you're, whatever area that you're weak in, to ask God for strength in it, and He will give you power. Look at verse 30. He says, even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. In other words, even energetic young people get tired. So those who are older than that get tired, right? And then he goes on here. He says, but look in verse 31, even these young people get tired, but, verse 31, but those who trust in the Lord, those who wait on the Lord, those who bind themselves to the Lord and expect Him to show up and work in their life, that's trusting. Those who trust in the Lord, look at that, will find new strength. New strength, strength you didn't have before. New strength, strength that He gives is supernatural strength. But maybe God would direct you to do something that you could just simply also have natural strength. He might direct you to do something and begin to eat this whatever food, and you might get some nutrients out of that that your body needs, that God knows that you need, and you might get gain natural strength just simply because of that. But I also think this is talking about supernatural strength. Because when we're doing work for the King, the Lord supplies everything that we need, doesn't He? He supplies the motivation. He supplies the courage. He supplies the words. Even it's exciting. Those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. Today, maybe you need new strength, and we're going to give you an opportunity to come and pursue the Lord and trust in the Lord and lay your life at His feet. Lay the situation at His feet. And allowing Him to give you that new strength. He continues. He says, those who trust in the Lord, they will soar high on wings like eagles. And I think what that is, soaring up above. God's going to help raise you up supernaturally. He's going to help raise you up and above the situation with attitude and with faith, okay? In our attitudes and because of faith. But when we're there, we get a new perspective. Because how many know that an eagle has a different perspective than you and I walking on the ground? They can see a whole lot more than we can. And that's what we do when we seek the Lord, when we go to God in prayer and we lay those things at His feet and we trust in Him. He helps raise us up and above that so we can see a little bit more broadly. And really what the goal is, so that we see who He is, not everything else. We don't always have to know every detail about our situation. But what we do need is to know who He is and be reminded of His might and be reminded of His power. And then that builds our faith, is what that does. And so God gives us new strength in these ways. You see, and then He goes on to say, they will run and not grow weary. How many runners in the room? How many ran this morning? Yeah, me neither. They will run and not grow weary. How's that sound? How's that sound? I think that this is talking about running. If we go back to some of the things that Paul said, he said, I run my race with endurance. He wasn't literally saying I run a mile or 2 miles every day. He was saying I run this path that God has for me. I run this path. I try to be obedient to the Lord. I try to follow His ways. I'm running in this way. I'm running and I'm not letting up. Right? We can run and not grow weary. We can continue to serve God because of the strength that He gives us. And we can trust Him for it. Then He continues, they will walk and not faint. We can keep on going because God gives us strength. But listen, we got to ask Him for it. We got to go to Him for those things. We got to believe Him for it. We got to trust Him with it and attach ourselves to Him and expect Him to show up in our situations. Amen? Charlie, would you come to the back to the stage. And we're going to, I mentioned just a moment ago, we're going to open up the altars. And I just want to encourage you. I don't know what you're going through today, but I know that the Lord does. And you may find yourself feeling weak. And I would just encourage you to hit these altars and say, God, I do need you. I need you, and today I trust you with my life. Help me to keep going. Give me supernatural strength and energy so that I can serve you with my whole heart. God, show up in my life, because we know that he's working. We know that he's, not only is he working, but he's able, right? He is able to sustain us. He is able to lead us and to guide us. The altars are open. If you need, you feel weak or powerless, need new strength, today I challenge you and encourage you to seek the Lord for that.